on 2SCR.
To have a conversation offline.
Don't take your daughter car if you can't.
Sydney's arts and culture show.
Flat Earth Society had this big conspiracy theory about
arts.
These kind of false idols.
On 2SCR 107.3.
Good morning and welcome to Carve, your weekly wrap-up and exploration into contemporary arts and culture in Sydney. My name is Lockie and I'm your host for this morning. Before we start the show, I would like to acknowledge the Gadigal people who are the traditional custodians of this land from where we are broadcasting. I would also like to pay respect to the elders past, present and emerging of the Eora Nation. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Today on Carve, we'll be presenting a Carve Live special, showcasing some of the incredible talent who have performed for us this year. Up first, we'll play Evan George Confoss's performance of his self-devised monologue, Black Dogs Blue. Evan is currently studying acting at WAPA and has trained at NIDA and the Atlantic Acting School in New York. This monologue was a highlight of Carve Live and our first theatrical performance. After the monologue, Evan and Sally talk about Evan's writing style, mental health, and dogs. This performance has a content warning. The monologue explores mental health, which may be distressing for some listeners.
This has a language warning. Lights come up on Angel sitting on a chair, staring at a spot on the ground a few feet in front of him. There is a live plant in a pot next to him. A person enters with one of those little paper cups that hold a patient's medication. The person hands the paper cup to Angel. He tosses the pills back. The person shines a penlight into his mouth. The pills are under his tongue. He closes his mouth and quickly repositions the pills to the top of his tongue. He opens his mouth again, revealing the empty chamber where the pills were hiding. The person leaves. He spits the pills out into his hand. He walks to and buries them in the pot plant. He admires the intricacy of the leaves, the life in them.
Have you ever heard of learned helplessness? It's when someone becomes so used to facing uncontrollable and stressful situations that they lose all hope of exercising control. They've learned they are helpless and no longer try to change it, even when change is possible. Scientists tested this on dogs. You put a dog in a cage that has an electrically charged mesh floor. You continuously electrocute the dog until it accepts this as its fate. It can't get out, so it just takes it. Shock after shock. What does the poor thing think? This is my life now? I'll die in this cage that stings.
Scratch his neck. Transforms. Angel's physicality changes to that of an animal. Angel the dog.
I've been feeding my plants my pills for a week. It looked sick and tired, and that's what we do. We look after each other. He gives me airs. I give him pills. Two big ones for the voices, two for depression. 1,000 milligrams of quetiapine, 80 of paroxetine. They all end in peen or teen. Fluoxetine, depoxetine, vortioxetine. Peen, teen, peen, teen, peen, teen, peen, teen. Pine or tine? To pine over something is to suffer a mental or physical decline, and tine is a prong or a sharp point. So you take a quetiapine to remedy a mental or physical decline, and then a paroxetine to stop the sharp pronging pain everywhere. Is that the etymology of those words?
Angel notices the audience.
What are you doing here? They didn't tell me you were coming. Why didn't they tell me you were coming?
He holds his pot plant.
Stop calling me that. My name is Angel. I told you. You're not listening. I told you years ago, stop pretending that I didn't. Why can't you just be happy for me? Accept me as Angel. I'm Angel. I didn't choose to be Angel. I was born Angel. Stop saying it's my choice. I'm not doing this to hurt you. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
Transform.
I felt Angel inside me for a long time. For as long as I can remember. People stigmatize him, ostracize him, say he's a threat to the people around him, a threat to their way of life, a threat to everything and everyone except himself. They muzzle him, drug him up, sedate him, put it in their system so every time he sees a doctor, they form an idea of him without even really knowing him. He's never tried to hurt anyone, but he feels like he's been treated like he has. He just wants to be himself. He wants to be Angel. Why is that a threat? A threat to what? The norm? Why are we so hung up on the norm still? Angel saves me. He's a part of me. He's who I've been hiding from the world. He's who I've been conditioned to hate. Politics, religion, wasps, colonizers, hate, uniform, patriarchy, parents, boys will be boys, successful boys, white boys, business boys, boys in suits, boys with a Rolex, R.M. William boots, boys in trucks with a sticker of Greta Thunberg being fucked from behind. Not all men.
Transform.
I can detect judgment with my powerful sense of smell. There's a bit, but it's not too pungent. Outside, it's pretty strong. It depends on where you are, really. Some places, it's so strong. Art galleries, audiences of theatres, theatre companies that charge $120 a ticket, places of worship, private schools. Others, you can barely smell a thing. I was in an area once where the smell was particularly pungent and someone in a car screams out, "Mutt!" I chase the car. Woof, 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 woof. I run as fast as I could. All four fours were working like a perfectly programmed machine. Galump, galump, galump. Muscle, blood, bone, sinew working in unison. I am designed to go. The car got away, leaving a trail of stench.
Transform.
I left it. I thought about it for 2 days. Question after question. Why would they say that? Why go out of their way to hurt me? What's wrong with me?
Transform.
Nothing is wrong with you. You're amazing. You're being who you're born to be.
Transform.
But I bother other people.
Transform.
Fuck them. Life's too short. If they want to spend their time screaming hate out of a machine that can outrun you, then let them go. They're weak. You're strong. You're a wolf. Ah-ooh!
Transform.
Yeah, you're right. You're totally right, Angel. Accept and change. Accept and change. You're my guardian, Angel.
Transform.
I'm your best mate.
Hugs himself. Evan George Comfos, thank you so much for joining Carve this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
This piece is incredibly personal. Was it informed by past experiences?
I definitely think that with, you know, most writing and most art, there is definitely some sort of connection to the producer, the artist's personal experience. For me, this piece definitely has moments of truth with myself, especially probably the last 6-7 years, dealing with mental health issues, you know, putting myself in really dark places, well, getting into really dark places and then sort of keeping myself in those dark places, in a sort of, as I mentioned in the monologue, a learned helplessness. Yeah, so it definitely, my personal experiences definitely feed into this piece.
Mm.
Especially with, you know, experiences of being on medication and feeling like an intruder, really, in society. And, you know, that I just feel really, really alone sometimes.
In the monologue, your character becomes a dog. What led you to this? Why were you interested in exploring the happy and excitable nature of dogs?
I love dogs.
Me too.
I have a chocolate Labrador named Wilson, and you know, when I'm just around him, I'm sort of just studying him and just always so interested in how he can, you know, just be sitting there and then you just approach him a particular way and his tail would just start wagging. Mm. It's like as if he can sense something.
Mm.
And so, yeah, I really wanted to express that. And, like, when I'm performing it, I'm always sort of thinking about him, which is the best thoughts to have. Yeah. And also, like, you know, just people, like, it's always been referenced, the you know, the black dog being depression and a feeling of emptiness. So I wanted to, yeah, sort of incorporate that as well.
Yeah. I know it's funny, the metaphor is always this black dog, but all the dogs I know are like totally happy and excited to be around. I mean, dogs do get very anxious sometimes, but lots of dogs, yeah, they bring such a positive presence into people's lives.
Totally.
The piece is heavily centered around mental health and feeling like the character bothers other people, which you sort of touched on before. So what emotions is the character dealing with and why do you think it's important to put these on stage?
I feel like the emotions at the, like, the forefront would probably be, like, this feeling of having, like, feeling like you have to make yourself smaller for the people around you. And so, like, you're completely codependent on, like, everyone else and, you know, making sure that they're happy. You're really putting yourself behind all of that. Mm-hmm. And so, like, it's, he's sort of the character in this monologue, he's sort of on the cusp of breaking free from those pressures and, really, like, understanding that, yo, life is short and there's only probably one chance at it.
Mm.
It's so important just to, like, be selfish at times. Don't be an asshole.
No.
But, like,
look after yourself.
Look after yourself and, you know, be yourself and stop minimizing yourself and your achievements and who you are just to make other people comfortable. Because really, like, that's their problem. It doesn't have to be yours. Yeah, I definitely think that over, like, I don't know, the last 10 years, views of mental health have gotten much better and people are much more open to open to listening and also educated and educating themselves. But I just still feel there's still a little bit, maybe not even a little bit, but at times I feel society's still quite backwards.
Well, in the monologue you say, for as long as I can remember, people stigmatize me, ostracize me, say that I'm a threat. So, yeah, even though there are all these programs and people are much more open about mental health these days, you still can't help feeling like you don't belong or you sit on a outside of society.
Yeah.
So I think that's a really important message.
Yeah, totally.
For audiences to understand. The protagonist in the piece, it's called Angel.
Mm.
And when I read the monologue for the first time, I was reminded of Tony Kushner's famous play Angels in America. So I was wondering what theatre inspires your work?
Well, first of all, Angels in America is one of my favourites. But what... this is a hard question. I really enjoy self-devised stuff. I've been living in Perth for the last 3 years and I've been visiting a theatre out there called Blue Room. And it puts on a lot of self-devised stuff and self-written and self-performed things and, you know, independent and that stuff really inspires me because it's just so raw and so raw and and
organic. It's organic, not all sort of curated and there's not the fancy lights and the fancy projections.
Exactly. Yeah. And, like, don't get me wrong, I still love some classics and, you know, the new ways that they're being translated onto stage. But... yeah, there's a special place in my heart for the self-written work that, you know, you assume that the person who's written it and is presenting it real, like, has probably felt these things before.
I mean, I recognize that it's hard out there for actors. I think the industry is slowly changing too, because we've got all this new work and money coming from overseas. But as a young actor, I wanted to ask you, do you, if any of our listeners are thinking of, you know, embarking on a career in acting, do you have some advice, any tips, tricks?
This is a hard one. Well, I mean, just obviously try so hard. Like, you need to put every piece of yourself into the work and really delve deep into it all. I mean, if it's your thing to study, I would say, you know, go to a, maybe do a 3-year course at, you know, one of the schools we have here in Australia. I definitely look into that. I don't know if this was a misconception, but I went into it thinking like I needed that. It would be good to get that stamp of approval from one of these institutions. You know, it'd be a great thing on the resume. That's definitely not like needed, but I just thought that it was something that I wanted. I felt like I'd feel more, more stable and stronger with that degree. But of course, like, you know, it's definitely been done where, you haven't had a formal 3-year full-time training.
Yeah.
Like it can definitely be done, but I needed that, that discipline.
Yeah.
So yeah, if I'd recommend, you know, doing a 3-year course, if that's doable, and, just surrounding yourself with supportive people and, you know, keep on telling yourself every day that, you know, you're going to shine no matter what. Because it's hard, like full of rejection, full of, hard times. And if you love it, you know, you'll persevere.
Oh, yeah, that's what we do in the arts. Keep going. And what's next for you, Evan George Compos? Anything, any projects on the horizon? Can we see you anywhere?
No, I'm not really. So I need to go finish.
It's hard out here.
I need to go finish my degree, actually. I've got one semester left. So I'll be traveling to Perth in July to finish that off.
Then you got your stamp of approval.
Get my stamp of approval, yep. And then when I'm out of there, you'll see me on the big screen.
Oh, I can't wait.
Probably not.
No, definitely. We'll put you up there.
So that's in the not too distant future. Just finishing off that course.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining Carve Live this morning. We really enjoyed having you on as our first theatre piece, first monologue.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. It was a fun experience.
You just heard Evan and Sally chatting about Evan's live performance of his self-devised monologue, Black Dogs Blue. Today on Carve, we are revisiting some of the special performances from our live performance segment, Carve Live. You can connect with Evan on Instagram at evscon1. That's EVSCON1, like the number one. Our next performance was a favourite of many Carve listeners. Local house DJ and rapper Gabagool performed a 30-minute set of tracks to offer listeners a little taste of his first house album, Aperitifo EP. Gabagool has recently launched a new Sydney-based independent record label, Delicate Essence Records, which aims to push high-quality, locally sourced productions. With an artisanal approach to the changing music marketplace, here's Gabagool. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
You're listening to Carve on 2SER. That last track was by Carve live performer Gabagool, who has unreleased his future project for that track. Now here are some more tunes by our resident DJ and first ever Carve live performer Gabagool.
In the crowd, your love talks to me so loud. Girl, do I do what you do when I do my love to you? When I hear you on the phone, your sweet sexy voice turns my ear all the way on. Just a mention of your name seems to drive my head insane. Girl, do I do what you do when I do my love to you, baby? Yes, I got some candy kisses for your lips. Yes, I got some honeysuckle chocolate dripping kisses full of love for you. Yes, I got some candy kisses for your lips. Yes, I got some honeysuckle chocolate dripping kisses full of love for you. My life has been waiting for your love. My arms have been waiting for your love to open. My heart has been waiting, my soul anticipating. Love that will make. If to me, if I can do all this, well, just imagine how it's gonna feel when we hug and kiss. Sugar, do I do what you do?
takes the physical to create the physical. Phase two. The flower blossoms through what seems to be a concrete surface, i.e. greed, racism, insanity, physical and social handicaps. These are the things that mold the flower. Red rose or black rose, no in between. Phase three, the judgment. If it were to fall upon you today, which flower would you be? The red rose or the black? This is the warning.
We're just listening to our in-house Carve live performer, Gabagool, who is playing live for you from our Broadway studio. I'll leave with you with some more tracks from our live performance. Gabagool, happy Saturday.
Ah!
was the first of many performers, artists and creative to take on the Carve airways. You can listen to the rest of the Aperitifo EP on Spotify and SoundCloud. Today we are featuring some of our favourite Carve live performances, so stick around because up next we have two beautiful songs by Belle that she performed live in our studio.
But when I turned on my radio, I found out all I needed to know.
2SER.
The DJ saved my life with a song. You better hear what he's got to say. Check it out.
Hi there, this is Paris from 2SER's Jumping the Gap Show. Here to let you know, when it comes to keeping sane during lockdown, there's nothing better than dancing. Dancing is as good for the mind as it is for the body. For now, we're dancing in isolation, but lockdown will end, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on a dance floor again soon. So join me each Wednesday after the midday news for a Jumping the Gap boogie workout during lockdown, and remember to stay safe and stay connected. As a regular listener, 2SER and Jumping the Gap has got you back with great music. Big love.
Belle Kerr, who records under the name Belle, is a local Sydney singer, songwriter, guitarist and drummer. Belle's influences include Tash Sultana, Angie McMahon and Meg Mack, and her recent single, Satisfied, featured on Triple J Unearthed last year. Belle has recently established an all-female, all-queer band called Indigo Lane. Belle joined us live in the studio and performed acoustic covers of her debut singles, Satisfied and Cloud Nine.
Looking at the girl over there in the room, wonder if she's looked over my way too, cause her hair's all pushed back kinda like it is. After nights out in Surrey Hills, I'm out of chill, this is something real, something I don't wanna fuck up on a night like this, at a time like this, cause I've missed the idea of you, something new. Every text I get, I crack a smile and my heart it goes wild. Beating on my chest, it's the best. I can't stress, I don't want you to like me any less. But I could wait it, I would hate it if I were to savor it. Take it, be Bobby, but I was feeling it. You are killing it, girl. You are killing it, girl. What a lady, thrive on a patient, convinced I need a save and live my mind racing. I ain't your damsel, ain't your fixer up a piece of hubba bubba, so y'all better find another lover to fuck you. Open my mind and I close my eyes, cause the inside vision is so damn hard to find. Now she's looking back at me with that killer smile, that it looks too sweet, you see. You're making me nervous now, making me question how the world goes round, cause everything I knew is turned upside down. Don't fuck me round, cause I'm on cloud nine. What a lady, drive on a patient, convinced I need a save and lift my mind racing. I ain't your damn soul, ain't your fixer up a piece of hubba bubba, so you better find another lover to fuck you. What a lady, drive on a patient, convinced I need a save and lift my mind racing. I ain't your damn soul, ain't your fixer up a piece of hubba bubba, so you better find another lover to fuck you.
Isn't an owl like the ocean on the shore. Yeah, still I end up taking it, saying, baby, give me more. I get told not to go back, that you'll break my heart again. But I roll the dice and play your game. Maybe this time I'll win. And I'm the one who sees someone one, two times a week. And it's you who plays my mind. Coincidentally, I told you that it's time I leave you. Do it for my health. Maybe without you around, I can love myself. Now I'm standing on the edge, hoping that you're freebie. But you never saw my text, cause you were too busy. And you're the only one with the key to unlock me. But you lied, I guess I'll stay right here until you're satisfied. Are you satisfied. I guess I'll stay right here until you're satisfied. Are you satisfied? Hey girl, you don't even know all of the people that tell me to run away. Cause you're no good, you're no good for me. And every time instead of listening I chose to defend you. Maybe if I listened to them I would love myself. Now I'm standing on the edge hoping that you free me. But you never saw my test cause you were too busy. And you're the only one with the key to unlock me. But you lied, I guess I'll stay right here until you're satisfied. Are you satisfied? I guess I'll stay right here until you're satisfied. Are you satisfied? Never saw my test cause you were too busy. And you're the only one with the key to unlock me. But you lied, I guess I'm staying here until you're satisfied. Are you satisfied? I guess I'll stay right here until you're satisfied. Are you satisfied? Are you satisfied? Are you satisfied?
Bell is a solo artist and has released 3 tracks so far, which you can check out on Spotify if you search for Bell, B-E-L-L-E, in capital letters. Bell has just started up with an all-female, all-queer band, which will release an EP in the coming months. To connect or follow Bell, check her out on Instagram, @BellAndThings, or follow her on YouTube by searching Bell, B-E-L-L-E, in all caps. If you liked the Carve live performances you heard today, you can listen back on our website, which is 2ser.com/carve-arts. See you next week, guys. We'll never bow the blood. Break the chains for the ones you love.
love. Where it's going to take us.